The Coalition to Promote U.S. Agricultural Exports recently welcomed the results of an econometric study indicating that public-private U.S. agricultural export market development programs remain highly effective and generate a substantial return on investment. Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative with the National Cotton Council and Chair of the Coalition, shares that the study conducted by IHS Markit and Texas A&M University showed export programs have added an average of $9.6 billion per year to export value between 1977 and 2019. For farmers, livestock producers, and dairy operators, the study showed MAP and FMD increased cash receipts by $12.2 billion per year. The programs also added 225,800 new jobs across the entire U.S. economy. For more details about the report, visit agexportscount.com.
A recent econometric study was performed by HIS Markit and Texas A&M University, and it's the fourth study really looking at how the market access program and the foreign market development programs, how they work, and their value to U.S. farmers, the U.S. economy, and the U.S. taxpayers. The study showed what all the studies before them have showed, that these programs work very well. Export programs have added an average of $9.6 billion per year to export value between 1977 and 2019. For every dollar invested, it returned an average of $24.50. And it increased cash receipts by over $12 billion per year. For the farmer, these programs are working extremely well. And it shows that for the taxpayer who helps fund these through the farm bill, that they're seeing the benefit too. Coalition is proposing that to request that Congress double the funding for both MAP and FMD. They were to do that. This study shows that, you know, ag exports would increase by $44.5 billion, cash receipts would increase by $22.5 billion, the U.S. GDP would go up by over $37 billion, and it would also create jobs. And so whenever you look at programs over time, MAP's funded at $200 million annually, but it's been that way since 2006. FMD hasn't seen a raise in nearly 20 years. So the real dollar value of these programs have declined so much that fully one-third of funding has been lost to sequestration, inflation, and program administration. From 2002 to 2019, MAP and FMD added 225,800 new jobs across the entire U.S. economy. If we were to double that, we would see an additional 64,000 new jobs created. Agriculture trade as a whole, the U.S. right now is operating under an ag trade deficit. The EU is investing and has always invested tremendously in export promotion. Developing markets like Brazil are starting to see the benefits of export promotion, and they're putting money behind it. U.S. ag exports need the ability to compete now more than ever. And these studies shows the clear benefits to American agriculture, to the American taxpayer, and to the entire U.S. economy. To see detailed analysis of the study that was finalized, folks can go to agexportscount.com.